AP Sports, I'm Geffen Coolbaugh. For the fifth time in 8 years, the Dodgers are headed to the National League Championship Series. Correspondent Mark Myers reports from the winner-take-all division series game in Los Angeles.
The Dodgers are moving on after beating the Padres 2-0 in the deciding Game 5. Kike Hernandez opened the scoring with a second-inning home run off Yu Darvish.
At the time, I didn't know how huge it was other than, you know, giving us a lead and let Yamamoto do his thing, but, you know, it turned out to be all we needed.
Teoscar Hernandez added a homer in the seventh inning. Five Dodger pitchers combined to two hit San Diego. Yoshi Yamamoto went the first five innings. Blake Treinen closed it out. San Diego's powerful lineup went scoreless over the final 24 innings of the series. LA will now face the Mets in the National League Championship Series beginning Sunday at Dodger Stadium.
Matthew Boyd and the Guardians will host Tarek Skubal and the Tigers in Game 5 of their American League Division Series on Saturday for the right to face the Yankees in the AL Championship Series beginning Monday in New York. In the NFL, Giants star wideout Malik Nabers will miss his second straight game with a concussion. 49ers rookie receiver Ricky Pearsall is set to return to practice next week for the first time since being shot in an attempted robbery. Steelers coach Mike Tomlin says veteran quarterback Russell Wilson will probably be active for the first time this season and backup Justin Fields in Sunday's game against Las Vegas. The NFL and its Players Association say the required steps were followed when Bills star quarterback Josh Allen was evaluated for a concussion last week at Houston and cleared to return to the game. ABC says it will air six additional Monday Night Football games this season, starting with this week's game between the Bills and Jets. The Raiders placed tight end Michael Mayer on the non-football illness list after he missed the past two games for personal reasons, and the Nevada Supreme Court is set to review a previous split decision in ex-Raiders coach John Gruden's lawsuit against the NFL over his leaked emails. More on the latest in sports is coming up next. In the NHL, Nikita Kucherov entered the third period of the Lightning season opener against the Hurricanes without a goal. That would soon change, as correspondent Dennis Cox reports.
Kucherov scored a natural hat trick in the third period to lead the Lightning to a 4-1 win over the Carolina Hurricanes. Kucherov scored a power play goal at 11:06 of the third period to put Tampa ahead 2-1 before adding two empty net goals to seal the win. Lightning defenseman Victor Hedman was grateful for how his teammates handled adversity.
Super proud of these guys. Not the easiest way to start a season, you know, Carolina on the road, everything going on, you know, back home, and didn't get to play many preseason games, so, you know, get thrown into fire right away.
Hedman added three assists while Andrei Vasilevsky made 20 saves in net for Tampa.
A couple of late goals helped the Jets pull out an overtime victory, as AP's Dave Ferry details.
Mark Scheifele was the hero in the Jets' 2-1 win over the Blackhawks. Scheifele tied the game with 64 seconds left in regulation, then won it 38 seconds into overtime. Before that, the Blackhawks took the lead on Ryan Donato's goal late in the second period. Connor Hellebuck stopped 25 shots for Winnipeg, which has allowed just one goal in winning its first two games. Arvid Soderblom handled 33 shots for the 0-2 Blackhawks.
Scheifele's OT goal was the 300th of his NHL career. The Golden Knights outlasted the Blues 4-3. Nicholas Waugh's first goal of the season at 12:53 of the third period held up as the winner. Pavel Buchnevich scored twice and had an assist for St. Louis. Cam York scored 2:48 into the third period to pull the Flyers into a 2-2 tie with the Canucks and eventually force overtime. Morgan Frost netted the winner in a shootout. And in golf, Steven Yeager chipped in twice and shot 63 to lead the Black Desert Championship by a stroke after two rounds. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh, AP Sports.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now. Toyota salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.